Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
God, this is an amazing program, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
If you missed our last program, you got to catch it. It was a powerful title, prophetic. Is America going to war with China and Russia? Oh, my goodness. But it's good news on that.
That's right.
God's saying, listen, when you look at, you know, what's taking place with Iran, you wonder where we stand. Where does our leadership stand? And there's something about...
Which is important because we had a previous leadership. We have a new leader.
You didn't know. We kind of knew. Nowhere.
Right.
You know, standing. And so Nikki Haley, they call her Haley's Comet, she's not shy.
No.
Pretty direct.
Yeah.
And she's letting everybody know in the nations, you know, where we stand on specifically Iran. Because Iran is in the streets. The people are, and they're protesting against the oppressive government. There was a program that we did on there that if you actually are happy, that you got, you know, for being happy and being joyful, you got disciplined by a whipping.
With lashes.
Lashes.
Yeah.
Suspended lashes. And it's like, it's just an oppressive government. Well, the young people, the people are just rising up. This happened in the previous administration, but the Green Party wrote a letter to the previous president, and it sat on his desk, and he never responded. He responded to in the Arab Spring to all these other nations, but did not respond to Iran, and then ended up doing a nuclear deal with the leaders of Iran. Well, guess what? That's not happening anymore. Listen to what Ambassador Nikki Haley says about her and President Trump's stand with Iran. She even repeats the tweets that they're putting out and what their chants are in their marches. Let's go to Nikki Haley now, United Nations.
In these first days of 2018, nowhere is the urgency of peace, security, and freedom being more tested than in Iran. By the thousands, Iranian citizens are taking to the streets to protest the oppression of their own government. It takes great bravery for the Iranian people to use the power of their voice against their government, especially when their government has a long history of murdering its own people who dare to speak the truth. So we applaud the tremendous courage of the Iranian people. The government of Iran is actively attempting to stop social media and other forms of communication that allow their citizens' voices to be heard. So we want to help amplify the voices of the Iranian people. Here are some of the messages that they're chanting today. All these brigades have come out to the streets. They've come out against the leader. Political prisoners must be freed. Independence, freedom, Iranian Republic. Neither Gaza nor Lebanon, my life only for Iran. Let go of Syria, think of us. We will die, but we'll take Iran back. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We're all together. And in reference to the Supreme Leader, quote, feel some shame. Let go of the country. Those are not my words. Those are not the words of the United States. Those are the words of the brave people of Iran. Now the Iranian dictatorship is trying to do what it always does, which is to say that the protests were designed by Iran's enemies. We all know that's complete nonsense. The demonstrations are completely spontaneous. They are virtually in every city in Iran. This is the precise picture of a long oppressed people rising up against their dictators. The international community has a role to play on this. The freedoms that are enshrined in the United Nations Charter are under attack in Iran. Dozens have already been killed. Hundreds have been arrested. If the Iranian dictatorship's history is any guide, we can expect more outrageous abuses in the days to come. The UN must speak out. In the days ahead, we will be calling for an emergency session, both here in New York and at the Human Rights Council in Geneva. We must not be silent. The people of Iran are crying out for freedom. All freedom-loving people must stand with their cause. The international community made the mistake of failing to do that in 2009. We must not make that mistake again.
Let's not make that mistake again. Can you imagine being an oppressed people and you're trying to stand up for your freedom, which is the majority of Iran, because it's a small little leading group right there, and nobody standing up for everybody but you, And now the president's standing up, the ambassador's standing up, and the church, you have to understand, I believe it has to do with the church, because per capita, I believe that the Iran has the fastest growing church in the world.
In the world.
Yeah, yeah. We had one particular part of our program and where we're watching them get baptized and so we're having dreams, you
know.
They got
Jesus is visiting them in dreams.
In their dreams. It's amazing. It's like God wants us to go out and evangelize and tell people about the Lord. And it's like, because people aren't going, God's going himself.
Wow.
And he's showing up. But the question is, too, we have North Korea on the line. What does the president and the ambassador, Nikki Haley, have to say about where we stand with North Korea? Well, I'm so excited to be able to say specifically that nuclear options is not on the table. No nuclear weapons. Let's listen to, at the United Nations, what they have to say about nuclear North Korea. Take a look.
On a second matter, the crisis in North Korea will continue to have our attention in 2018. We finished December with our third strong sanctions resolution of last year. That was a great achievement, but there is more to do to ensure full implementation of the Security Council resolutions. As we hear reports that North Korea might be preparing for another missile test, I hope that does not happen. But if it does, we must bring even more measures to bear on the North Korean regime. The civilized world must remain united and vigilant against the rogue state's development of a nuclear arsenal. We will never accept a nuclear North Korea.
This is so important. If you missed our last program, you've got to catch it. Is America going to go to war with China? And is North Korea, China, and Russia partnering up to come against America? Well, prophetically, that is actually taking place, and we're beginning to see that. You can see that on a previous program that we had, that they cannot have nuclear weapons, because then that would change the whole paradigm that's going on.
And presently, they have them, so this presents a problem.
Right,
you know?
Right, a big problem.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so powerful, watching strong leadership stand up and clarity in leadership and what's going on.
It's kind of a new thing, isn't it? I like it, though.
It's refreshing. It was actually, for that previous administration, it was like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the one that carried
the only one
speaking bold truth to everyone, including Congress. He came and spoke. And, you know, America's for Israel. It was just the leaders that weren't, you know, at that time. But now they are. And now the question is, you know, Pakistan, they've been, hoarding terrorists, and they've been supporting terrorists. And these are the ones that go into Afghanistan and other areas and kill our soldiers. When you go to Arlington Cemetery and you see bodies that have been buried there, it's happened. Some of it's been happening because of what Pakistan has been allowing to take place. So to protect our soldier is to tell somebody that we're giving money to. We're not going to give you money anymore if you're actually going to support terrorism and harbor them. Well, look what Nikki Haley, the ambassador for the United Nations, and President Trump has to say about Pakistan. They're going to take this money back, and Senator Rand Paul has an idea what to spend that money on. After this video, take a look.
There's one more item I want to mention. You have all heard that President Trump's comments made about Pakistan. The administration is withholding $255 million in assistance to Pakistan. There are clear reasons for this. Pakistan has played a double game for years. They work with us at times, and they also harbor the terrorists that attack our troops in Afghanistan. That game is not acceptable to this administration. We expect far more cooperation from Pakistan in the fight against terrorism. The president is willing to go to great lengths to stop all funding from Pakistan as they continue to harbor and support terrorism. And that brings me to my final point. The Pakistan aid issue is not connected to the vote we had with Jerusalem. It is entirely connected to Pakistan's harboring of terrorists. However, as I said in December, we won't forget the Jerusalem vote. To that end, tomorrow night we are having a reception for the countries who chose not to oppose the U.S. position. This is a great sign of U.S. friendship, and I look forward to tomorrow evening. We hope to see more of this in 2018. The United States is asked to do a huge amount around the world, and we're happy to do that, but we expect to be treated respectfully in return. I wish all of you a good 2018, and I'll take a couple of questions.
Isn't that awesome? It's like, hey, if we're going to give you the American taxpayer money, you need to protect them when they're out defending your freedom in Afghanistan, different areas.
Yeah. I mean, Rand Paul. He's from Kentucky. Senator Rand Paul.
And he's the one that was cutting his grass, and his neighbor just attacked him from behind, broke his ribs.
He was in the hospital. Yeah, it was hurt very bad.
Yes.
But he's introducing a bill to take that $255 million that we're not sending to Pakistan.
Okay.
To use that to build a wall in Mexico, and President Trump is all for it.
So that means then, instead of just Mexico going to build it, it also will be built by
Pakistan. $255 million.
We're going to give a special thanks to the people of Pakistan.
That's right.
Actually, it's your government. I know for a fact the Pakistani people they're not into all that, but the government is.
Well, they
wonderful
were harboring
people. Wonderful people there in Pakistan.
Allegedly harboring Osama bin Laden for this years. We're searching the entire world for him, and he's in the backyard.
Right.
And a compound.
Right. Yeah. We just pray that the church would rise up in Pakistan and shift. Because we want to stand with Pakistan, but you need to stand with us.
That's right.
You just need to stand with us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.